Just in case somebody like actually bothers to watch the recording.
Okay. Okay. Anyways, I will get started then. 16 days until the election. So, as we all know, our work is pretty much done here, except for a few extra stragglers. Let's see. I'm just gonna skip through this the stuff.
Can we approve the minutes? Okay.
That is in everyone's inbox. Do you need me to pull them up?
No, I think that we should vote on it, assuming people have reviewed them.
Were there any
All right.
amendments from anyone?
I didn't receive any changes from anyone or inquiries or anything.
Okay.
All right, so what is it? Motion to approve the minutes?
No,
Someone want a
seconded.
second? All
Second.
right. All nays.
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
All ayes.
I think, yeah,
Aye,
ayes.
aye,
Yeah.
aye. Okay, all right. The meeting
Thank
minutes
you.
pass. Thank you. Right, so I just wanted to report that we actually did another 1,000 people through Vote From Abroad in September alone. So thank you so much. I know that especially Justin in Shanghai has been at voter registration pretty much every single Saturday for the past couple months. And I know that we've all definitely gone out of our way to contribute above and beyond. So just wanted to let you all know that this is something that we did together. And I actually did want to bring this up for a point of discussion. I did not write a motion, but whether we wanted to actually advertise this and what
I
kind of
think we should.
implications there might be if it's from Vote From Abroad, you know, when we say that the data doesn't cross over, but actually it does.
What do you mean about the data not crossing over?
As in, you know, from what I learned about this, and obviously Elizabeth, please jump in, is that Vote From Abroad is an actual nonpartisan platform, even though Democrats Abroad pays for it, right? And actually, the data doesn't cross over to Democrats Abroad unless someone clicks that they're an independent or a Democrat. However, I do have to say that, you know, I mean, all the reporting for the figures do come from democratsabroad.org, doesn't it? Yeah, go
Hand up.
ahead.
Can I talk? So we get aggregate numbers, this kind of aggregate number, the total number of people that were that used the system in September, for example, but we only receive reports, or you know, we only receive details of individuals if people opt in. I don't think there's a big I don't think there's a big problem with saying vote from abroad and you know, has reported over 1,000 people used their system in September from China alone or whatever. I don't think that's a problem, but you just attribute it to vote from abroad.
Elaine, are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine. Could we do one of like the aggregate of like August and September and
Yeah,
you
I
know.
think we're at a total of 3,000, but I don't know how to check like if we have how often we get updated with numbers. Elizabeth, do you know that?
I can how about I follow up with Elaine to give her some options about what would be good.
Okay. Yeah, and then I'll just make a graphic or something.
Yeah. From what I knew, at least from the AP call that I was on last weekend, I believe, there is a gentleman, Dave, who's a treasurer in DAJ, who actually has the actual data. So I don't know if that's another person to just get in touch with in case you want to, Elizabeth. That's who I got the figures from. Okay. Anyways, moving on. Justin?
Sorry about that. Okay. Finance or funds at a glance. Current funds, we are at 8,508.18 RMB. We still have some outstanding reimbursements of 2,869 RMB. I believe most of those go to Kim. So Kim and I are going to sort out that this week, I believe. And that should leave us with 5,636.18 RMB, which still leaves us in a good position as we come to the election. And now we have plenty of time, I think, to rebuild the coffers. And we can, after November, I think we can start thinking of ways we can raise funds. And but let's talk about that then. I think we're all a little tired right now. And that's all for me.
Okay. Elizabeth?
I'm sorry, I don't have a membership update at this time. Sorry.
It's okay. I actually think that maybe there's 40 new members. I looked it up on Nation Builder. But again, don't call me. Okay. Next, I guess we'll just skip over Alexander's part. I believe that he actually recruited another member for the legal committee, but do not have an update on what they're planning. Okay, Elaine? I actually made slides for you.
Oh, fantastic, thank you very much. Basically, I mean, excuse me. And I have a cough that's been going on for the last week. Basically, yeah, we've made this last chance to vote by mail from China graphic that we're now sharing extensively, but obviously, like, given a couple more days, and this is also not going to be very useful for people because if they haven't voted by really now, there's really no guarantee of their ballot getting back anymore. But I do tell everybody that does contact me that if they haven't gotten their ballot yet, to fill in an FWAB and send it off as soon as they can. And so basically I've been answering about one or two people through the DA comms WeChat account for the last month or so with the same thing, like, you know, votefromabroad.org/states. Here are your deadlines. This is how you look up your local election official to see why your ballot hasn't been reached yet or hasn't reached you yet. And also, please fill out an FWAB now. Yeah. So I think that's that for right now. I'm in the midst of talking to a venue to do a Shanghai election viewing. And I was wondering actually if we wanted to try to fundraise there. Because either way, if we win, then look at what a great job we did. We deserve more money. And if we lose, it's God, look how much stuff we have to do. We need more money. So maybe we should have some fundraising information, or at least like maybe I'll create a fundraising poster or something like, do you like what Vote From Abroad is doing? I don't know if we're allowed to say it. Oh, actually, it's allowed to be a Democrats Abroad hosted event now, right? The Election Watch. So we can do like specifically if you like what Democrats Abroad is doing, please vote. We can have flyers at each table at whatever venue that we have, and have this also happen in other states, cities as well. I know that Beijing definitely wants to host one too, and they're talking to, I think, two locations there, one in Shenyang and one more in Central. And then looks like Guangzhou's volunteers don't want to do something, but who knows, maybe somebody else will.
I think that Kunming also is going to have a watch party.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, yes. I know that they were working on it with somebody else. But I saw Justin had a handout and then Devika.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Yep, go ahead, Justin. Justin? Never mind. That's a hand down.
Never mind. Right. I changed my mind.
All right. What? Yeah, because this is being recorded, by the way. Devika?
So the Election Watch will be held on Tuesday night or Wednesday night, I guess?
Tuesday night. Tuesday morning for us.
Okay.
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. Okay.
Sorry, Wednesday morning for us.
I wouldn't be able to come, unfortunately. I mean, I have class, so yeah. I'm going to be a nervous wreck, but yeah, I won't be able to make it.
Some of the teachers in Beijing are actually doing Wednesday evening in case you wanted to do something in Wuxi that day.
Okay. Let me think about it.
You mean they're going to watch? I don't know. How would you do it in the evening? It wouldn't be live at that point.
Yeah, I know, but I think that they want to join forces to either commiserate or celebrate together.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
So it's more like just having it on the background as they cry or take celebration shots?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, knowing this election and how it's going to go, we're probably not going to get a result by the end of the day anyways. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, Kim, you had your hand up?
Yeah. I also just wanted to say that Kat reached out and asked whether we could get one or two volunteers to help man a Zoom room debate watch or election day result room. So once she gives me details, maybe we can reach out to some volunteers that aren't in one of the cities. That might be fun, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Elizabeth?
All right. Oh, did Elizabeth have her hand up?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Elizabeth,
I saw an email go by where a reporter reached out to Patrick about being present during any election watch or commiserate celebrate situations. I just wanted to point out that's probably going to happen with whatever gathering we put together. So just wanted to be prepared for that.
Okay. We can send a message out to her that the reporter is definitely invited, but we are not answering any questions. Yes, Devika?
Regarding the reporters, I attended the media training seminar and they did address some of that. So I guess I was planning on saying something during this meeting, but I haven't put my notes together. So maybe in the next week or so, I can just send something just about what they said. So yeah.
It's fine. I know what they said in the media training, but the problem is that China is in a very different situation than a lot of the rest of the world. And so doing these media trainings out of Europe where it's actually really great to talk to reporters. In fact, they reach out to them all constantly and they are excited to actually get reporters to talk to them. Here, we need to keep under the radar. So our position will always be we say nothing.
I know, but just to kind of it doesn't matter. I mean, we can I was just going to put something together for it, but okay. Mm-hmm. Just to prepare people when they are at these parties, that's the main thing. So
I actually think that might be important, especially if we don't have board members in certain places.
Mm-hmm. So just have a busy week coming up. I'll do what I can, maybe before the election I can have something out. So
mm-hmm. Great. All right then. I see the next slide is about upcoming possible messaging. I don't know what it means though. Yes, we'll definitely do a thank you for volunteers and venues after November 3rd, no matter what. But I don't know what the list of venues is supposed to mean.
They're just the venues that supported us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Next. Nothing more to report here, right? Hello?
I think you're good.
I can say something really quick. I mean, can I talk? Oh, sorry. Okay. It's been very helpful, all the logistical things that we did, I think, but it's surprising people still don't seem to pay attention. So I'm hoping that in the future that in general that vote from abroad will become easier. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I mean, I had talked to several people several times and then they kept asking me the same questions again and again. So, you know, I don't know what's going on there. So.
You mean voters asking for help?
Yeah.
How annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's unfortunate that there's so many little details that you can miss and have your vote invalidated. But I do applaud all the people who went out of their way to make sure they had all their ducks in a row and, you know, do what they needed to do, no matter how inconvenient it was. So.
Sorry, did you mean there was a problem with votefromabroad.org? Or do you mean that people just weren't reading directions?
People weren't reading directions. Yeah, just about sending it, and somebody said that somebody thought that they could vote from. They went to Elizabeth's thing, I think, in August. You know, the webinar you had, and somebody still thought you can vote at the embassy. Just things like that. So.
Okay. Well, I don't have a comment about that. But go ahead, Alexander.
Yeah.
This might be more like in new business, but it's kind of on topic, which is that I think that DA is, and its constituency globally, is well poised to write a letter after this election about how inconsistent things are across the states because of states' rights. that it would serve Americans everywhere, especially during pandemics, well, to have more consistent rules. So I don't know what's going on in terms of a conversation at the higher levels, but nor do I have any interest of being involved with that at this point. But I think that's important.
I know that Democrats Abroad has definitely been a part of several legal challenges to American voting lawsuits. So I think they probably do have something, but I can definitely ask if there's like going to be a targeted, hey, now that we're done with the getting people to vote abroad, here was all of the issues that we ran into, and aren't you guys incensed about this? Please, let's fight it.
I mean, I'm reading a book right now about the Voting Rights Act. Some of it is beyond our control because of states' rights, which I alluded to, right? I mean, like California is having this whole big blow up over these boxes that have been put out by the Republican Party. But we're like pro ballot harvesting, I would assume. At least I am. But it's got to be done right. And so what's happening in California is pretty hideous. I would be very interested in what kind of conversations are being had, because I my cynicism about the Democratic Party as a whole is that they're just fine with all the confusion around elections, but that Democrats Abroad tend to be more progressive and also more affected by these rules.
Okay. I mean, that can be something that we work on at the next meeting. Okay, and then for caucus updates, I did want to just say quickly here that I am interested in holding the first AAPI caucus meeting, as well as a movie as a kind of decompression event sometime in November. So I'll be doing that in Shanghai. And next, phone banking. Are there any updates on this?
Not really. No, not really an update. They recently sent out, I don't know if it was an updated script or guidelines or something, and I read through them, and I even took notes, wrote some of it down, and I still miscoded a call and received an email from, I forget who, which, I mean, I appreciate it. It was just that there was a ton of new information, and I don't know if this is the right place to bring this up. I wonder if there's a way to make it more streamlined, because it was, there's no way anybody could memorize all that and then start phone banking. And it's a lot to kind of sort through to make sure you're efficient and coding the call and then moving on to the next one. So this is clearly something we don't need to worry about now, but I don't know if anybody else has had that same experience, or if that's something that we could try and simplify, or if that's not something that is really going to happen.
Did you reach out to the Call Hub team about this issue already?
No, I did not.
Okay. I would suggest to probably email them, because I'm not involved in planning anything for Call Hub, and I think the only person that might be would be Sam.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fundraising, any updates, Jacob? Hello? Okay, maybe.
Oh, he's having issues.
Okay. Well, actually, we did actually receive a couple of donations. Justin, I don't know if you can jump in and let us know how many there were.
There were three. And one was for 700 RMB, one was for 1200 RMB, and one was for 180 RMB.
Awesome. And that was actually within the funds update, right?
Yeah, that's all accounted for in the funds update.
Okay. Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Yep. And anyone else with any new business? Alexander had already brought up the, state legislation in regards to voting. Faith, did you want to jump in with your suggestion? Wait, did she drop off?
And I would just clarify that actually it would need to be federal legislation that would like trump state legislation akin to the Voting Rights Act that would make things uniform across the country. With maybe we'd be able to fix some issues with a strong unified push.
If I could jump in, that would be a campaign that I'd be very interested in participating in. If there's any way that we can do our part to mobilize voters here that way, but that's something that's been occupying my thoughts a lot lately too. It's impossible for us to know everything about every state, and it's very frustrating to not be somewhat authoritative when you're trying to help these people. And that was the only solution I could see in my head. So I don't know. We can maybe talk about this after the election, but I think this should be what we devote a lot of attention to. And I'm interested in taking part in that for sure.
Cool.
Okay. And I see that Faith hopped off of the call, or maybe she has some tech issues. But she also did suggest that maybe we put a survey together to try and determine our effectiveness for this election, and had put some questions together. I don't know if anyone has any thoughts about that. It's within the WeChat group. So the first one is, did you successfully vote? Two, did you find useful resources? like DA China or vote from abroad. 3, how useful on a scale of 1 to 5. 4, did you use the consulate's diplomatic pouch? Oh, sorry. 5, were you later able to verify your vote? Oh, sorry, Elizabeth, hand up.
I just would recommend, we've done surveys in the past for various things, like about WeChat and about other stuff, and it can be time consuming to put this stuff together, so I would really recommend making the action plan, the follow-up with whatever we gather, whatever information we gather, be part of actually formulating the questions, because otherwise it's just an exercise in futility, like, oh yeah, some people still didn't vote. Some people still hate us. Some people thought we were wonderful, because I could tell you that now.
Yeah, I also, I mean, like, let's give that feedback to Faith. She said that she can't get back on the call. But yes, I totally agree with that. And on top of that, I mean, I think the effectiveness is how many votes actually get back. Okay. I did also want to bring up that after the election, I'd like for us to announce that we want to replace the board member seat that was left open by Brittany. For December.
That sounds good. Are we allowed to suggest people nominate or not? I don't know. I'm sorry. It's a little too late in the evening for me to be making sense. There have just been some really effective people, definitely here in Beijing, I'm sure in other cities as well, that I'd like to put forward.
Feel free to go ahead and have those proactive conversation with them to see if they would like to dedicate some more time to us.
I will do that.
Yeah.
Are we looking for a skill set that matches Brittany's, or in terms of trying to get the caucuses back up and running?
That would be ideal. I mean, someone that has either wants to take over the caucuses or has yet some other game plan to add to what we're already doing. Yes, I think that in terms of, I guess, like time commitment, of course, like it will probably be much less after the election. So in case you want to use that information when you're talking to anyone. Because the number one reason that I've gotten when I talk to people about whether they would be interested in becoming board members in the future is the time commitment. Okay. All right. Next, just upcoming events. Please get your election day plans sorted so that we can get the time and location to Elaine soon instead of just the day before. Have already sent out reminders to various cities and regions, so please, please do that.
Yeah, and if you need help with any part of that, besides picking the volunteers to help run it, because obviously it's a little hard for me to do that in a city that's not Shanghai. But if you need help with like talking to the venue and telling them exactly what we need, let me know. Just put me in a group with them, and because I'm writing up a proposal anyways for the venue in Shanghai, so I'm sure it'll be the same for Beijing, and so on and so forth. I see Elizabeth has her hands up, or is that from earlier?
No, that's from earlier.
Okay, great.
Next, open floor. Does anyone else have anything else to bring up? Jacob, are you there with us in case you want to jump in? Okay. this was extremely short. Okay. Oh, wait, your mic is.
I guess I would say, I'll say one thing. If you want to, actually, the Joe Biden town hall was actually quite relaxing. So if you are looking for some election stuff to put on in the background and not freak out about, that one is actually pretty good. On anything except for maybe his love for fracking. But everything else, he was just calm. He answered questions. He asked follow-up questions. I think he handled himself very well. And yeah, it's actually
just draw a bubble bath, put on a couple scented candles, you know.
I know we all need it. So in case you want to have something to do with the election that does not make you want to like rip your hair out, Joe Biden's town hall was actually nice for that. So FYI, if anyone hasn't seen it yet.
And if you want to see Donald Trump get completely grilled by a tenacious journalist, watch the Donald Trump one because what's her name? Savannah. I forgot her last name, but her first name is Savannah, and she was by far the best debate moderator I've seen this entire year.
For those of us who are still not enthused about the fracking candidate at the top of the ticket, there are a lot of people running for U.S. Senate. Are we going to do anything to try and draw attention to the particularly important U.S. Senate races that
I have
need last-minute support?
I have definitely for Democrats Abroad Global. I found that generally our people here in – our audience here in China has a lot less, like – political knowledge, so it hasn't really felt worth it for me to do much effort like converting a lot of like policy and Senate race stuff for them.
The Supreme Court makes it pretty easy.
I don't know what that means in this context. I would say the Supreme Court makes it easy
it pretty easy for uneducated voters to understand the importance of swinging the Senate.
Oh yeah, I know that, but I mean, like, I'm talking more like it's not that they didn't need to be convinced to vote down ballot. It's just that they don't. These reminders don't really help them because they're still, for instance, asking if they can vote at a consulate and stuff. Most of the time, we have to explain that there are down ballot votes, but the fact that they're already voting already. Usually means that they then just go Democratic all across the ticket. That's with all the hundreds. I've helped like over 100 people now, and that's the reaction that I've gotten. But
I thought we had a range of members, but maybe all of them don't know. Yeah,
go ahead.
Sure. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Alex, I mean, along with Elaine, that's kind of how I've been approaching it, too. I mean, I've just made – anytime I've talked to somebody and they just want to talk about getting rid of Donald Trump or voting for the president, I've always pointed out that they have local and state and federal and other federal candidates to vote for, and that they're not just voting for president.
I think it's really important messaging because there is a whole cadre of educated and uneducated Bernie supporters who twiddle on the Bernie group who may not be excited about Joe Biden, but they need to be convinced that, you know, putting their money and their mouths and their votes in those Senate races is important because they may just sit the whole thing out.
I see Elizabeth has a hand up.
Hi, Elizabeth.
I was just going to say that at this point in our messaging, it's all GOTV in any way you want to do it. And I think that Elaine said that she had prepared some stuff at the global level. So, I mean, it can be repurposed if you see a way of doing that. Alexander, I think you've got the tools. I don't know if you're suggesting something specific because right now, like both Justin and Elaine said, like, all we're doing is like telling people to vote and showing them how to vote. And it's the people that want to vote that we're still pushing.
it's not, we're not on persuasion. I think that we're beyond persuading people that they need to vote. If people aren't ready to vote, that's more than what we're doing right now. And plus, it's late. If anybody has to mail back their ballot, it's not happening, right?
Yeah, I'm, this has nothing to do with ballots or persuading people.
Can we go by the handout? Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah, you want people to be donating to those campaigns? What's the point?
Can we go by the handout, please? I think that way we don't just start arguing with each other. Okay, so one thing that I could do, though, is Alexander, you're at, and Jacob, you guys are much closer to these progressive folks. So if you feel like you have a chance of actually convincing progressives in China, I can definitely create a folder of the graphics that we've already created for all of these states and then hand it off to you. Do you think that would be useful?
Jacob, you there?
He said that he was having a problem with his noise. Oh, he said, sure, let's have a look.
Okay. Great. So basically, yeah, why don't I just, I'll give you some links to places where you can download this messaging or see this messaging. And then you can see if it's something that might be useful for talking to progressives. Because, yeah, I mean, I know, for instance, all we need is 4 Senate seats to flip, and then we have the Senate. So Dems Abroad Global has definitely been pushing that. But every time I've pushed an event to be like, hey, do you want to talk to these senators? You want to know more? Nobody from China has ever joined, unless they were already part of the leadership board. So...
Okay.
All right. That's all I have to say about that.
Yep. Okay. Anything else? I think Patrick just joined us. Hi, Patrick. Okay. Does anyone else have anything?
Hey, guys. Sorry to be late.
It's okay. All right. Shall we? Let's motion to adjourn then, if we have nothing else to say.
Wait, next meeting.
Yes.
Let's take a look.
November 15th.
Can we push it later in the month, because the counting may not yet be over by that point?
22nd? Does anyone have a problem with that one?
Is that all right?
I mean, I don't mind. Anyone?
Okay.
That's Thanksgiving weekend.
Isn't that Thanksgiving the weekend that afterwards?
Isn't it 19, 2021?
I think 14th is good. At least we can kind of, even if counting's not done, we can just give a general update. I think 14th would be good to just talk even when everything's going on.
Sorry, Thanksgiving's the
26th. So. Yeah, I'm fine with the 14th. We may not know the result, but we may never know the result.
That's the 15th, everyone.
15th?
Yeah.
Sorry, 15th.
Yep.
All right, quick question. Do we use the same Zoom link, or is it a different one every time?
I think it'll be the same one.
Okay. I'll put it up on the Democrats Abroad website this time now. Okay.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Good evening. Sure.